Honey, the baby is laughing instead of crying.
Of course, because she likes listening to old Lovable Jack. And when music was music, every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on Canada LP FM 95.7.
Why are you hanging around with these guys? They'll never amount to anything.
Happy New Year to all of our faithful listeners of When Music Was Music.
And I am the lovely and talented Princess Miss Nancy, wishing Happy New Year to all of you from all of us here at When Music Was Music. Tonight, we will take a nostalgic trip back in time to hear Gene Krupa and his orchestra on a transcription recording from the Meadowbrook Supper Club in the New Year month of January 1940.
Then we'll hear Kay Kaiser and his College of Musical Knowledge on a transcription from the Maritime Service Station at Catalina Island, California, in the New Year month of January 1943.
Then we will follow up with an Armed Forces Radio Service transcription of New Year's Eve Dance Party Broadcast in 1945. Just sit back and remember.
Or maybe get up and dance to the great music of those magical times of New Year's past celebrations from the time when music was music.
Presenting Gene Krupa, his drums, and his orchestra. And greetings, everybody. Once again, it is the pleasure of the National Broadcasting Company to bring you the music of Gene Krupa, world's number one drummer boy. Gene and his orchestra tonight at Frank Bailey's Meadowbrook, located on Route 23, the Newark Pompton Turnpike, Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Gene Krupa, his drums, and his orchestra. And our first number this evening is a revival of an old tune we've known long, long time. Ta-ra-ra, boom-de-yay. Thank you. Cooper, the one and only master of the drums. That's the Meadowbrook with his orchestra in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Now here's a little medley of two tunes. First, we hear Irene Day singing Bluebirds in the Moonlight, and then it's a happy day.
There are bluebirds in the moonlight. Silly idea, bluebirds in the moonlight. But that's how I feel when I'm with you. There are night owls in the daylight. Silly idea, night owls in the daylight. Oh, maybe my heart is saying who. What you've done to me. There are bluebirds in the moonlight. Silly idea, bluebirds in the moonlight. But that's how I feel when I'm with you.
Another of the day's most popular tunes with lovely Irene Day singing This Changing World.
Above, we have that still remains the same. Through all this changing
exactly what this title means insofar as it's technical or otherwise just exactly what it does mean, but anyhow, I know this much. It means a heap of mighty fine rhythm and some swell instrumental work from Gene Krupa and all the boys. Foo for two.
Thank you.
Well, I know what this one means, ladies and gentlemen. A beautiful song sung by a very lovely lady, Irene Day, on a little street in Singapore. Broadcasting Company presenting the music and rhythm of world's number one drummer boy, Gene Krupa, and his orchestra, playing for you at Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, New Jersey's popular rendezvous for diners, dancers, and lovers of America's finest dance music. The Meadowbrook, located on Route 23, the New York Pompton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. And now here's a tune that's geared to all those contraptions that Gene is surrounded by up there on the throne up in the middle of the stage, called Birth of Passion.
Thank you.
Well, Irene Day, I've got my eyes on you, and who wouldn't?
Checking on all you do from A to Z. So, darling, just be wise. Keep your eyes on me.
Just about the most popular piece of Red Hot Rhythm that we've had for a long, long time. You've heard it several times before, but I feel like I can safely say that you haven't heard Gene Krupa do it yet. So Gene and all the boys get set and on the mark and give out with In the Mood. Thank you. Take leave for the evening of Gene Krupa, his drums, and his orchestra, world's number one drummer boy. Gene and all the boys playing for you this evening at Frank Daly's Metropole, New Jersey's popular rendezvous for diners, dancers, and lovers of America's finest dance music. The Meadowbrook, located on Route 23, the Newark Fountain Turnpike, Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Good night.
I've got my eyes on you from the Broadway melody of 1940. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Special Service Division presents a rebroadcast of Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser!
Evening, folks. How are y'all?
Great!
You're great, mate. Well, that's fine. And chillin', tonight the old College of Musical Knowledge has opened up right smack dab on Catalina Island with the men of the Maritime Service. You know, Catalina isn't far from the mainland. It only takes 2 hours to get over here, but it takes 13 weeks to get back. Good old Catalina. It's always been famous for its scenery. Now, the scenery is still pretty over here, but I remember when it used to wear shorts.
H.K. Bibble's nursery rhyme are...
Oh, fine, fine.
Starlight, star bright, first star I seen tonight.
What do you know about stars?
Well, when I was only a kid, my mother taught me all about the big diaper.
Get out of here, Ish. Get your lines right. That's Big Dipper. And Zipper, you're a lipper. These men want to try for that golden slipper. $115 in world bond prizes. In the meantime, here's a mean tune for the maritime. So come on, chillin', yes, dance. Comes Julie Conway. Sing it like you do on that recording, Julie.
Broke my watch the other night. I broke my watch cause I wound it too tight. I broke my watch round a quarter to nine. So I took it down the corner to a friend of mine. Well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The buddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. And I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. He's got it on the beam steadier than ever before. Look at the old man go. He's 103 and that's no lie. Look at the old man go. When he raises that glass up to his eye. Well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The fuddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. The fuddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store.
Time for the maritime quiz. Let's go.
Well, get him out here, Dean. On with the show.
Oh, Ferdinand Froghammer, you stop that. I'm going to tell Professor.
Here, 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 Georgia. What's the matter?
Well, Professor, you make Ferdinand stop sticking gum in my hair.
She's bugged.
Well, he did, too, stick gum in my hair.
You've been stuck up for years, you great big skinny old blonde.
Why, Ferdinand, Georgia is not skinny, and she's really not old.
Yeah, and she really ain't blonde either.
Now, Ferdinand Froghammer, you are an overbearing, insulting rascal.
Now, you be careful, Art. I ain't gonna like you.
Well, he stuck gum in my hair.
That was glue. And besides, she copied the figures off my arithmetic paper.
I did not.
With your figure, you gotta copy mine yet.
Well, I don't know who's guilty in this clam bake, but if I know my discipline, one of you is going to stay after school.
And if I know you, it ain't gonna be me.
Fancy, it's first exam for these men on the rock.
Fine, Dean, and I'm sure these questions will give them a shock. Here is Seaman Second Class Dick Gallagher from Gainesville, Texas. Yes, sir! Say, Dick, you know, oddly enough, Georgia Carroll fell in love with a seaman over here and asked him to go out with her. Well, the seaman said, I can't, Georgia, since I'm on the hospital list. Since I'm on the hospital list...
I don't get around much anymore.
I don't get around much anymore. She said, on the hospital list? Why, Georgia said, were you shot? He said, yes. She said, where? He said, they gave me my shot.
In my arm.
In my arm, that's right. And Georgia said, look, were you shot anywhere else? He said, yes. He said, yes, I was shot.
Just a little bit south of North Carolina.
That's right. Very good. Okay. And here we go. All right. Now we have Mess Attendant First Class Edward Heck of Creighton, Pennsylvania. Say, yeah, Edward Heck, the boys of Battery A, Barrage Balloon, Seattle, say that to everyone in Catalina, you'll really be the cat if you distinguish between the following things that have to do with cats. First, a catapult. What is a catapult? What is a catapult? It is? That's fine. Thank you.
A jump?
A catapult. No, what is a catapult used? I mean, on a ship, if they use a catapult, what do they do with it? Well, it's to catapult a plane into the air. It's a mechanical spring kind of an idea. That's one definition of it. Yeah, it's a big, you know, it's a catapult. That's what I said. Thank you. Now, what about a cataract? What is a cataract?
That's something on your eye.
I beg your pardon?
Something on your eye.
Well, yes, it's something that kind of grows over your eye, falls over your eye. Yes, and if you're under Niagara Falls looking up, it'll really fall over your eyes. A cataract is a waterfall or something that grows on your eyes. What about the crazy cat? Or the crazy cat?
I
beg your pardon?
A cartoon.
Cartoon, that's exactly right. What about the cat and the canary? The cat and the canary.
That's a story, a fiction.
Well, yes, it was a story and a famous picture, that's right. What about the Catskills?
That's a mountain.
Where is it?
New York.
Boy, you ain't kidding. Very good. Oh. Okay. Now we have Fireman Third Class David Yeary of Portland, Oregon. All right. Well, come over here, Pluck Too Soon. Say, David Yeary. Say, Miss Doris Marks of Ithaca, New York, thinks you should be able to tell us what color hair the gal had in this song. All right. Wait a minute. The song is, and the band played on. What was the color of the girl's hair?
Strawberry blonde.
A strawberry blonde. Now, you know, we could use another tuba player with our band. So suppose you take this tuba, and if you play well enough as our band plays on... Wait. We can't even find him behind that tuba. He's there, all right. Now, if you play well enough as the band plays on, you may get to waltz with our strawberry blonde, pretty Julie Conway. All right, now, every time the band stops, you play. Are you ready? Wait a minute, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. Hey, well, rudely-do, I'll boot that. You know, I never saw a little man get so much noise out of a big horn before in my life. Say, David, you really did that swell, so we want to see you waltz with our strawberry bun, Julie Conway. Remember to... Now... All right. All right, David. Remember to waltz now. Fellow to waltz with Julie, and brother, if I'd have told him to jitterbug, he'd have probably thrown her right out in the audience. Hey, he was really swell, boy. That was wonderful.
Seth, the judges are choosing the first round winner.
Dean, find out the name of the winning beginner.
Just a second, Professor.
What now, Gleep?
Well, on a... well, on account of when you're in the maritime service, you got to know how to tie them. I have read an essay in regards to which I would like to read same entitled, Knots.
Oh, fine. Tied up, Ish.
Okay. Oh, knots.
Oh, fine beginning.
Now, Boy Scouts are famous for tying knots, also for building fires.
How do they build fires?
By rubbing two campfire girls together.
Well... Oh, that's a fine ending. Fine.
Now, I'm not through yet. Did you know that a merchant seaman was responsible for making up a very popular song about knots?
Well, get to the punchline, Ace. Go ahead.
Well, when he left for Catalina, his girl said, "How long are you going to be gone?"
And he replied,
Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
First round winner, Fess.
And he is the winner, contestant number three with a perfect score all the way, David Urey of Portland, Oregon. David.
Had sent him a sweater, and his sister wrote a letter, but he wanted something much better, this boy who was sailing away. His buddies were there with their sweethearts, all around him with their sweethearts. Now he'd never had any sweethearts, and over he'd say, in my arms, ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms, in my arms, in my arms, ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms, comes the dawn, I'll be gone, I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. You can keep your knitting and your purling, but if I'm a-gonna get to Berlin, give me a girl in my arms tonight. Dawn, and I'll be gone, so I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. Oh, that checker game is really nifty, yeah, but that can wait until I'm 50. Give me a girl in my arms tonight.
Here's our first second rounder of the regular quiz.
And he is Ordinary Seaman Dick Clinton of Tacoma, Washington. All right, say, Dick Clinton. Merchant Seaman Earl Carlson of North Hollywood tells this one of the apprentice seaman and the farmer's daughter. Now, next time you get... The farmer's daughter said, next time you get liberty, meet me down at the farm, and I'll promise you a... Yes, I promise you a kiss in the dark, she said. So at the appointed time, the gleep was there, all slick. Yeah, he was all slicked and polished. He heard a rustle in the darkness, so he softly cooed. Give me a little will you? Give me a little...
Give me a little kiss.
Give me a little kiss, will you? That's right. Are you thinking or listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's right. Well, in the stillness, the Gleep stole his kiss. And then all of a sudden, that seaman knew there'd been a big mistake because he heard the... He heard the...
Martin Fernie.
Yeah, he kissed the wrong person out there. He got... Yes, sir. There is Yeoman First Class Thomas Clyde Gerald... Thomas Clyde Gerald Joseph Hudelson. Is that a... Huddleston. Oh, I got the last name wrong. But all of those names are yours.
All of them.
Thomas Clyde Gerald Joseph Huddleston of Oakland, California. Say, Mr. Huddleston, what do they call you for short?
Clydie dear.
Clydie dear. Oh, fine. Well. Oh, fine. Well, Mr. Huddleston, you know, the waters around Catalina are fisherman's paradise, so Vincent Marvin of Naval Hospital at Oakland thinks you should be able to pick out four kinds of fish in this story. Listen, dear Minnie, did I have a whale of a time last night? When I tell you, it will knock you off your perch. One apprentice seaman tried to date me, but I made a date with another shark. Well, what a pickerel I was in. Minnie, when one yelled, "You can't make a sucker out of me, I'm no piker," he hung a shiner on his pal, and did he sail? Well, Minnie, I guess it mackerel's no difference, but today I'm just a shed row of my former self.
Ready?
Yes, for me.
Minnie, male, Minnie, pickerel.
Minnie, pickerel, that's
shark.
Shark.
Whale?
No, whale is a mammal. That's not a fish. Whale is a mammal.
Shiner?
Shiner, yes, that's fine. That's four, that's all we asked for. Very good. Okay. Here we go with storekeeper third class Art Ellis of Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, sir.
How are you, Art?
Say, Art. Yes. Art, speaking of fish, who is the kingfish?
The kingfish?
Yeah, the kingfish.
Kingfish.
Hello there, boys. I just called a special meeting of the order.
The Amos and Andy team. I can't call his name.
Well, that's right. He's a character in the Amos and Andy's program. What comic strip was drawn by Bud Fisher?
Bud Fisher.
Yeah, one tall, skinny fella and a little bitty short fella with a big, wide mustache. Very short and very tall.
Mutton Jeff.
Mutton Jeff is right. Say, since you know so much about fish, we want you to sing The Three Little Fishes. But while you do that, now wait a minute. First of all, a quartet is going to start to sing another fish song called Small Fry. And when it comes time for you to come in, I'll point at you, and you start singing The Three Little Fishes. Yeah. Down in the meadow, there's a little bitty fish, you know. Now, all right, here goes the quartet. Ready?
Small fry strutting by the pool.
All right, go. Down in the...
Down in the meadow in a little bitty pool. And three little fish in the mighty fishy doo. Swim by the mighty fishy, swim if you can. And slam all over the dam.
Hey, you did it. How do you like that? Hey, you did it.
Round king, Professor.
The second round king. The winner is contestant number two, Tom Clyde Jerry Joe Huddleston from Oakland, California. Hey!
The Sheik of Araby. Thank you.
first two winners are on the line.
Well, then, let's rise and shine for the maritime. Oh, yes. Oh, how you like to get up in the morning. Yeah, it was fireman third-class David Yeary of Portland, Oregon, who won the first round. Say, David, we're mighty proud of what you maritimers are doing on the seven seas, and since you spend most of your lives on the water, we think it's appropriate to devote our final round tonight to water. So, what are we waiting for? Now, right off the bat, here are two songs with water in their titles, and the boys of the Signal Corps, College Station, Texas, want you to tell us what they are. Listen, two songs. Charles Wakefield Cadman. Student! The land of the sky blue waters, and the second was da-dum, da-dum. Waters of Student! The waters of Minnetonka. Can you name a female singer with water in her name? Quiet, don't give it away, students. Your clutch is slipping. A female singer with water in her name. Like gas has ethyl in it. You see, she's got the... Student! Ethel Waters, what's the water wagon?
That's after a big night.
Oh, the water wagon is after a big night.
Then you
want to
go on one.
You want to go on one. I thought it was the thing to sprinkle the streets early in the morning. Oh, thank you very much. There we go. Here is Yeoman First Class, Thomas Clyde Gerald Joseph Huddleston of Oakland, California, who won the second round. Now, Clyde, here's one from Miss Jean Lickman of Chicago. She wants to know what kind of water in this song. By a waterfall.
Yes, sir.
And what in a waterfall? Small by a...
Waterfall.
Cottage small?
In a cottage small by a waterfall, that's right. Is Niagara Falls moving backwards?
No.
You sure?
Why, no.
You're sure it's not moving?
I'm sure.
I think you're wrong. I don't mean that the water is going backwards. I mean that the falls are moving back. Yes.
You got me. I got a very low PQ.
I see. Well, if... yes, I see. Now... I see. All right, thank you. Thank you. Say, now, Clyde... From the following bodies of water, when you name two well-known girls, river, lake, stream, pond, or ocean, two well-known girls from those bodies of water, river, lake, stream, pond.
Veronica Lake?
Yes, Veronica Lake, that's one. Fine. And what somebody named either river or stream or pond or ocean? Oh, that's a lily, isn't it, that question?
Yeah, lily pond.
Who?
Lily pond.
How did he get there? Absolutely right. There we go. That's the end of the water round.
KNNALP, FM 95.7.
The big man, Provess.
And it is... Mr. Thomas Huddleston of Oakland, California, the winner.
Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge was presented for you men and women in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
gang, this is it, the biggest dancing night in America. We're ringing out the old and swinging in the new, and this is Harry James with all the music makers about to give you the first downbeat on the Armed Forces Radio Service New Year's Dancing Party. All of your favorite bands are on the line tonight to play New Year's greetings from Times Square to Nob Hill. And now from good old Hollywood, we uncork your first noise maker. It's Sad Sack. First round, and this is Harry James adding New Year's greetings as we move right along. And your AFRS dancing party takes the count.
That's Harry. This is Count Basie. And we're coming off of New York City. We're going to make New York really jump. That's right. It's a 1 o'clock jump.
Thank you.
Basically hoping the new year keeps right on jumping. And they swing around the clock, jump out to California, up Bookshop Boulevard, and to the Covenant Gold.
Thanks, Count Basie. This is Freddie Martin. New Year's Eve greetings from the Grove Gang, the Coconut Grove of the Los Angeles Ambassador Hotel. Wherever this AFRS swing around the clock finds you, we'd like you to join in with your noisemakers as we add our greetings to the music of the Warsaw Concerto.
Artie Martin again, fellas. Thanks for inviting us to the party. And now hang on for a quick switch from the Coconut Grove to the Meadowbrook.
Thanks, California. This is New Jersey. And here comes that good jumping champ, Woody Herman, with three of the jump in his minutes of 1945, 46, or any year. The Woodchopper's Ball.
Thank you.
Now from the heart of Hollywood, the Armed Forces Radio Service New Year's Dancing Party swings up the coast to the Golden Gate.
Thanks, Gene Krupa. And greetings, gang, from San Francisco. Henry King playing in the new year from Hotel Mark Hoskins. And here's a tune we're sending around the world from Peacock Court. Swing Around the Clock swings along toward 1946. Our AFRS beam leaves Knob Hill, sweeps down Market Street across the nation, and picks up old Manhattan.
This is the Club Zanzibar in New York, fellas, talking right at you from 49th and Broadway. And we join the AFRS program by bringing you Louis Armstrong and his orchestra.
There's a saxophone boy is getting ready to beat out this new year with Accentuate the Positive. Look out, boy.
Thank you.
Have you heard what Brother Mercer said? Now, have you?
No, neither.
Well, get a load of this now. I'm going to lay it on you.
You got the accent. But you wear the positive limb. Find it to negative. Latch on to the affirmative. But don't mess with Mr. in between. You got to spread joy to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith. A pandemonium, a lover to walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, journaling where the door and all. What did that do when everything seemed so dark? Man, they said you got the accent. You wait to positive evening. Mind it, you're negative. Latch on to the affirmative, but don't mess with the in between. Yeah. Latch on to the affirmative, but don't mess with this in between. You got to spread joy to the maximum, bring a little glue down to the air. Have faith, pandemonium, a lively walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, turning away the window. What did they do, choking, when everything seems so dark? Every job.
By Louis Armstrong and his orchestra from the Club Zanzibar in New York City. And now from 49th and Broadway, we take you straight to the shores of the Blue Pacific to Ocean Park, California.
This is the Casino Gardens cutting in with music by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra. And now here is Jimmy Dorsey.
Happy New Year, gang. This is Jimmy Dorsey. Let's keep things moving with I Got Rhythm. Thank you.
Ocean Park, California, in the first half of your New Year's dancing party, sent around the world from all around America. After a brief pause for station identification, Les Brown takes over from New York. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Manhattan moves in now as your AFRS New Year's dancing party swings into the home stretch and picks up that band of renown, Les Brown from the Hotel Pennsylvania, 34th Street and 7th Avenue, New York City. Now here's Les playing his famous Twilight Time. Pennsylvania in New York gives way now to a cross-country jump to California.
Hiya, gang. Artie Shaw climbing on your 1946 celebration from Hollywood. Okay, Americans, let's dance. Here's a hunk of little jazz featuring little jazz himself, Roy Eldridge. Thank you. adds New Year's greetings and sends the AFRS microphone to the Panther Room, the jungle of jive of the Sherman Hotel in Chicago.
The Windy City is doing a couple of loops tonight as we jump out the old and rock in the new with the artistry and rhythm of Stan Kenton and his orchestra. And that means June Christie, the Glee Club, and the Kenton Band in music like Tampico.
You buy a beautiful shawl, a souvenir for Aunt Flo, authentic Mexican art, made in Idaho.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
The senoritas, they wave when you arrive at the dock. The native costumes they wear are slacks and bobby socks.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
You buy some pottery there to be the luxury tag. You find that when you get home, they sell it cheaper at Saks.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
From Tampico to San Diego. Grab on there, Pacific Square.
Okay, Chicago, we got it. Tommy Dorsey adds California greetings to this worldwide shindig as we ship out an airmail special to all the APOs and FBOs with TD on that trombone in Song of India.
Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey wishing you the best for 1946 and tossing the AFRS mic to the poet of the piano.
Thanks, T.D. This is Carmen Cavallaro. We've set up that AFRS mic and Ciro's on Hollywood Sunset Strip so we can add our top request of the night to this king-size dancing party. Here's the Polonaise. Drop in on the party and adding our New Year's greeting to those about to come your way from Salt Lake City.
You've got a New Year's rendezvous in Salt Lake with the man who plays pretty for the people, Louis Prima. Yes, sir, greetings from Louis Prima and Robin Hood.
Another was Allen Dale, 140 more. together they hit the trail. They would scamper through the forest to the Blue Boar Inn. Mr. Edom told them where they should begin. He took from the rich man, gave it to the poor man. Had a fear for no man, only for his chicken. His name was Marianne. And here was the switcheroo, a Robin Hood's loyal crew. King Richard forgave them all, and here's what they had to do. They became his royal rangers and were very good. So that ends our little tale of Robin Hood.
New Year's greetings and the solid beat of Benny Goodman. And now from down east to the heart of America, we take you to Evansville, Indiana, and Duke Ellington.
The
It's music by Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra. Here's a title to intrigue you. Let the Zoomers Droop. You know what a Zoomer is? Well, the Duke tells me a Zoomer is a chronic moocher, you know. Got a cigarette, Pop? Here now is Let the Zoomers Drool.
Greetings in the modern American music of Duke Ellington from the very heart of America. Swinging in the new year and ending your AFRS dancing.
From me, oh lovable Jack,
And from me, Princess Miss Nancy.
From Jim and all the gang at When Music Was Music,
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
KNNALP FM 95.7.